This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. Oh, yes, there's something really special about being out in the wilds, away from the light pollution of town, when there are exceptional astronomical occurrences like our lunar eclipse this last week. Oh, that was beautiful. Just beautiful. And I had the great good fortune of being over near Safford at a marvelous little place called the Essence of Tranquility Hot Springs. We got up early, about 5, and watched as the shadow of the earth moved across the face of La Luna, and the moon turned deep, deep red. Luckily, there was no wind. Oh, what a nice, nice morning. We had a small fire nearby for warming with the other guests there. And as the sun began to poke first light over the eastern horizon, oh, I hope you saw it. The sky turned a wonderful midnight blue before dawn with a red, red moon. Oh, I know you U of A fans, you must have just loved that. Red and blue, school colors, right? There's something about it, though, when you're out in the wilds for something like that. I recall a number of years ago, oh, back in the 90s, the comet Hawakatake. Oh, I love that name. Name for the astronomer who first cataloged it. And an eclipse were both in the sky at the same time when I had the good fortune to be down in Boucher Creek in the Grand Canyon with some clients. That was a more typical lunar eclipse, as it happened in the early evening and was finished before midnight. I don't recall another daybreak one in my recent memory of the last couple decades, and so this one was extra memorable in its way. If you really enjoy this sort of thing, you might want to make plans for next January. January 21st, 2019, promises to be another blood moon eclipse visible over much of North America. So make your plans now. Where do you want to be during the next blood moon in 2019? Looking forward to seeing you out where the stars shine brightly and the moonlight fills your soul. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb.